Well, my next guest, he's an award-winning and well-loved Aussie musician. He's got 5 studio albums under his belt, all of which hit the top 10 in local charts. And I can absolutely promise you that you've heard me play him more than a few times. I'm, of course, talking about Josh Pyke, who this week is releasing a Best of B-Sides and Rarity album and backing it up with a national tour. It's right here in the studio with me. Josh, a very good morning to you. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Very, very good. Now, look, we're talking about this. It's been 10 years since Memories and Dust came out. B-Sides, Rarities, there's a hell of a lot to be going through to winnow it down to one album, I imagine.
Yeah, it was a big process. I mean, the actual sort of the Best of disc was less complicated because it's kind of, you know, you're just going for singles and songs that have proven to be popular, so it's kind of more based on stats, I guess.
Yeah.
But the B-Sides and Rarities was really great to dig into, and I was trawling through old hard drives and, you know, some of the songs are 12 years old, so it was good to kind of get back and reconnect with those songs.
It'd almost be, you might hit that point where you're like, did I write this? When did I do
this? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when it came time to, you know, start to rehearse for the tour, there were literally songs that I hadn't even thought about playing for, 10 or 12 years, and I had to listen to them and relearn them like I was learning somebody else's song. It was, you know, which was kind of a cool thing because it did allow me to kind of have a bit of objectivity about my own material, which is a rare thing.
There must have been some moments as well where you'd have a listen and think, hang on, why is this a rarity? Why wasn't I actually, you know, why didn't this come out? Why was this a B-side? Mm. Were there some where you've gone back and re-listened to them and thought, now hang on, that was a winner?
Yeah, definitely. That's a good question. Well, there was several that I was like, oh, these are great songs. There's one in particular, Coles Lane Crossing, which is, I reckon, you know, it's one of the best songs that I've written. It's an unusual song for me because it's written about somebody else. So it's kind of like I've taken on a persona in the song. It's a female persona, which I, you know, so it's kind of an unusual song for me, but it's really, I mean, I really like it. I don't know if it's good, but I really like it. And so, yeah, songs like that, I was like, oh, it's a shame that this never had a home, but that's part of why I love this B-Sides and Rarities disc in particular, because it's giving all these kind of orphan songs a home and actually a proper release where it's going to get out there. So, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be amazing, actually. Now, that's out tomorrow from memory.
It is, yes.
And then you're on the road pretty soon afterwards, kicking off next month.
Yep, so 28th, I think, is the Enmore show, and I'm playing Memories and Dust in full. So I'm really excited about that. It's 10 years since Memories and Dust came out, and I thought a good way to celebrate both the Best of and that fact would be to play the album in full. Like I said, some of these songs have never, ever been played live at all. So, and rehearsals have been a lot of fun.
Look, you're also on tour with, I think it's Kyle Lionheart. You've been a big supporter of Young Musos for a long time now.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of support early on. I mean, well, let me rephrase that. I got a couple of grants early on, which helped a lot. But I actually found that apart from, you know, a couple of bands that I toured with early on, youth group, 78 Saab, Eskimo Joe, Bob Evans and that, I didn't really have a lot of mentorship, so to speak. And it was just something that was important to me when it got to the point where I was able to give something back to that kind of community. I really wanted to do it, and I'm really passionate about it. So, yeah, I've got this grant that I do called the JP Partnership. It's in its fourth year, and the winners have just killed it. So it's really gratifying to see them go on to such great things.
And do you think the industry has shaped up a bit in the time you've been there? Do you think there's a better attitude towards emerging artists?
No, not at all. No.
Really?
No, not at all.
That's very disappointing to hear.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, let me be clear about who I don't think is supporting. I think radio and, you know, punters have always supported emerging artists. I mean, obviously, particularly places like 2SER, who are all about, you know, and community radio, FBI as well. I don't know if we're allowed to mention other radio, but, you know, those are the places where emerging acts get a leg up. So absolutely the support from those places. But I feel like the industry itself and particularly government funding is woefully just unsupportive of the arts in general, but emerging arts in particular. Yeah.
What about live music? I mean, that's, you know, we talk about in Sydney about the death of the live scene. I mean, do you think that we're still seeing it alive and well in other capital cities and other areas?
I think it's a bit of a fallacy, the death of the live scene thing, because I mean, you would know as well, you know, through the years, you know, you see these things, it's like a sine wave, it comes and goes, you know. And so I remember when I first started playing around Sydney, the Hopetown was this massive, you know, benchmark. If you could get to the Hopetown, you know, that was, you've made it kind of thing. And then the Hopetown closed down. It's been closed down for almost 8 years or something now. And different venues popped up, you know, and then Newtown Social closed down. Now the Lansdowne's opened up. So it's kind of a bit of a swings and roundabouts thing. I think people, if you're passionate and compelled to play live music, you'll find a way to do it. And there's places like the News Agency and, you know, Lazy Bones in Marrickville popping up and Gasoline Pony. So there's actually still plenty of places to play.
And some nice places too. Some of these are really inventive and really creative.
Inventive, creative, yeah. Much more DIY, which is an ethos that I think Sydney's lacked for a long time. So I think that's actually really great. And that's in response to whatever, you know, the market kind of has out there. But also, like, technology allows, you know, a small venue to have a relatively cheap PA in there. That sounds great. And so there's, you know, like I say, swings and roundabouts.
Well, talking live music, you've got your guitar right in front of you. I know you want to play something. I want to hear something. What are you thinking of?
Well, to celebrate Memories and Dust and the fact that I'm going to be playing that in full, I'm going to play Memories and Dust.
Josh Pike, take it away.
All right.
First I was a hatchling, waiting for my little bones to form. Oh no. Next I was a fledgling, leaping from the nest despite the fall. Oh, they fall, how we fall. But if I speak to you of days upon the ocean, then I can speak to you of memories and dust. There won't be time for all of us. No, there won't be time for all of us. I landed in the garden, longing for the view behind the fence. Oh my God. I prayed my bones weren't brittle. For the air we float on can't feel dense. All the weight, all it aches. But if I speak to you of days upon the ocean, then I can speak to you of memories and dust. There won't be time for all of us. No, there won't be time for all of us. Cause I saw two form before they were ready to, and I found no sense or gain to bear the cost. Comfort comes to those with faith in mysterious ways, but for me, faith don't make up for what we lost. And if I speak to you of days upon the ocean, then I can speak to you of memories and dust. There won't be time for all of us. No, there won't be time for all of us. But in the morning I can smell you on my pillow. I need to know we won't get wrung out in the wash. I need to know this time for us. I must believe this time for some of us. For some of us. Cause I saw two form before they were ready to, and I found no sense or gain to bear the cost. Comfort comes to those with faith in mysterious ways, but for me, faith don't make up for what we lost.
Josh Pike, Memories and Dust, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And if you want to hear more of that, don't forget, get yourself down to the Enmore on the 28th of July. And of course, the album, Best of B-Sides and Rarities, out tomorrow.